Another edition of Name That Sound. I've got a sound for you before I get to it. Name this sound. No, that's not it. That's it. Name that sound. This program is brought to you by Rockin' Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rockin' Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. I was chatting with Ike during the break, getting caught up on the podcast booking. He's close to a Wednesday guest. He's not there yet, but he's close. He turned Kevin and Bean. Old man Ike set a real good run. He turned Mark Cuban when we couldn't get that. Aaron Rodgers just came back on the program. And I'm still really happy about that. And I want to thank him for doing it. I want to thank Tom Fanning and Nick LoCascio of the Packers Communications Department. Really good stuff. What a great conversation. Now, in part, you know why Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. When you listen to him and how cerebral he is intellectually, when you listen to him go back and talk about things that happened in 2010, his recall is amazing. I mean, that's in short, in effect, that is a brilliant guy. A brilliant player, to be sure, but a brilliant guy. A beautiful mind is what I'm saying. 1-800-636-8686. That was a great conversation. Notice I didn't say a great interview. That was a great conversation. And I'm going to say, even on a personal level, you have somebody like that, and there is some history, and he's always done the show, and I've always appreciated that. And what I really appreciate about Aaron Rodgers, and I've seen this, I've done this a long, long time. There are guys that, let's be very transparent. Athletes and the media use each other. And there's less of that because now athletes have a way to present and package their own message. It did not used to be like that. Before there was social media, athletes were dependent upon the media to get their message out there. Athletes would not always be trusting in the media because the media would not necessarily disseminate the information or get their message out there. They would twist the message for their own benefit. And athletes would get upset with that, and I could understand it because they would frequently say, hey, now, wait a minute. That's not what I said. That's not what I meant. That's taken out of context. And sometimes it was, and sometimes it wasn't. But I could see whereby oftentimes an athlete might be distrustful of the media. Now, because athletes have their own brands and their own social, they don't need the media as much. Like Aaron Rodgers did not need to do that. Aaron Rodgers does not need me or this show. He just doesn't. I mean, I'd even go as far as to say, what does he get out of that? I mean, yeah, I've got like 8 billion listeners and several hundred stations, but he's Aaron freaking Rodgers. And the point that I'm trying to make is I really think that Aaron Rodgers would make time for a conversation like that because of a relationship with the show and with the host and even with you clones, because he acknowledged the karma off the very top. And what I'm trying to say is I really appreciate that. I appreciate a guy who's played the game as long as he has that obviously felt a relationship to it. And came through and did the interview. And not only did the interview, not one of those, yeah, I should probably do that. I've known that guy. I've known that show. Man, that's an unbelievable conversation, the way he showed up. In short, that meant a hell of a lot to me and everybody who works on this show. And I hope if you're listening, you appreciated that interview, because you don't hear a guy like that on a station or a station, plural, like that. So, my thanks to him and my thanks to the Packers and the communication department for making that work at any time, but especially this time of year. 1-800-636-8686. Phone lines are open. So, sports and politics are kind of a tough mix for a lot of people. I understand that too. Like, there's a large part of this audience that deliberately will tune into this show to get away from all the other noise on their social feeds, on cable news channels. Like, the reason you come to me is to get the hell away from that. I understand it. I respect it. However, sometimes sports and politics do intersect. And they intersect in a way that you can't ignore it. They intersect in a way where it actually is my responsibility to talk about it. They intersect in a way where I've got no choice but to talk about it. And you know how hard I try not to. This would be one of those times. Now, politics aside, everybody listening right now knows the Chicago Bears are one of the great underachievers this year in the NFL. This is a team that came into this season with Super Bowl aspirations, yet they're 4-6. They're in third in the NFC North. They're four back in the wild card. And damn near dead last in every significant offensive category. And they're not just bad, they're nearly impossible to watch. So hard to watch that Mitchell Trubisky literally does not want anybody to watch. So a few weeks back, he told the world that he was turning off the TVs at their facility. Here's where the politics come in. It turns out Mitch might not be the only person in Chicago turning the Bears off this month. Wednesday, the mayor of that city, Lori Lightfoot, met with reporters and was asked if she would be watching the Bears and the Lions on Thanksgiving Day when she visits her mom. Let's just say that Mrs. Mayor was not about to straddle the fence and give you some canned political answer to curry favor with some potential or future voters and constituents.
You know, my mother is actually a big football fan, and my mother's a big sports fan, so I'm sure she'll watch a little bit of it. The question is, will it be worth watching? And that remains to be seen. Find an offense, and Eddie Pinheiro, find your leg again.
Lori Lightfoot or Lori Heavyhand? I mean, damn! Did you see, first of all, did you hear how long she laughed at the question before she got around to answering it? Or are you going to watch the Bears over Thanksgiving? And then she said about her mom, quote, I'm sure she'll watch a little bit of it. The question is, will it be worth watching? And that remains to be seen. Find an offense. And Eddie Pinheiro, find your leg again. Lori Lightfoot, if you need her. The mayor. I'm not sure what the best part of that is. Her laughing. And for a long time at the start. Her laughing at the question in and of itself. Her questioning whether or not the Bears are worth her time. Her telling Matt Nagy to find an offense. Her telling Eddie P to find his leg again. What's the best part of all of that? It's impossible to answer. Again, we're talking about the mayor. The mayor of Chicago. Not the mayor of Green Bay. Talking junk. Not the mayor of Detroit. Not the mayor of Minneapolis. The mayor of Chicago. Verbally undressing the pro football team in her own backyard. And she's not wrong about any of that. That's not some hot take. That's no hot take. That's just the take. And she nailed it. Man, she's welcome to come on this show, not as a guest, but as a co-host. You know how I'm like one of the only standalones? The only standalone hosts that's still left? Lori, if you want to co-host with me, come on in. Come on down. I got nothing to hide, Mrs. Mayor. So come on down. Come on down. Normally, when politicians start to talk sports, bad things happen. They expose themselves for not knowing what the hell they're talking about. Some intern or some aide fed them a line so they sound like they're dialed in, and it always blows up right in their face. Freaking Lightfoot, however, is out there and dunking on the damn kicker. And again, not just something that somebody slid her, dunking on the damn kicker and doing it by name. And I'm not sure anybody got more enjoyment out of that than probably Cody Parkey, who's probably watched that clip on repeat since she dropped it 36 hours ago. Meanwhile, Mitch probably just put a sledgehammer right through his TV, or tried to, and missed. Hey-o! Like I said, normally, when elected officials wade into the sports pool, they say regrettable things or uninformed things. And this is not exclusive to either party. This is not partisan. So don't go accusing me of playing one side. I'm not taking a side. As an example, remember Ted Kennedy introducing Sammy Sosa and Mark McGuire at the White House back in 99.
It is a special pleasure for me to introduce our two home run kings, Mike McGuire and Sammy Susser. It's a pleasure to introduce them.
I don't even know why I waste time talking about Lori Lightfoot when I should have gone right to Kennedy. It is a pleasure to introduce our two home run kings, Mike McGuire and Sammy Susser.
Mike McGuire and Sammy Susser, it's a pleasure to introduce them.
How do you jack that up that badly? Do you remember that summer? Do you remember what was going on that summer? Do you remember every single night on the highlight shows? All it was Mike McGuire and Sammy Susser.
Mike McGuire
hitting the ball 900 feet every single night. We all misspeak. How does that particular guy jack up both those names that badly? Mike McGuire and Sammy Susser.
Mike McGuire and Sammy Susser.
Wow, Tom. Tommy Kennedy. He's not the only one, though. And believe me, if he were, that'd be fine. Even if he's not, that's fine. Mike McGuire and Sammy Susser?
Mike McGuire and Sammy Susser.
And no, that's not a green light for you to start coming in here and say, hey, Rome, have you seen Susser's face lately? Don't care about that. Now, what about Miami-Dade County Commissioner Barbara Jordan? Remember when she introduced Duane after the Heat won the championship back in 06?
He's calm, collected, has a will to win because his name, of course, is Wade Jones.
Wade. That's incredible. He's calm. He's got this demeanor. And the way she sold it, too, like, and that is because his name, of course, is Wade Jones.
He's calm, collected, has a will to win because his name, of course, is Wade Jones.
Not only his name, but his name, of course. And then she chased it with Wade Jones.
Wade Jones.
Wade. Kind of trails out, but she said it again. Well, at least she got one of his names right. Wade Jones.
Wade Jones!
I mean, it's in the same neighborhood, right, as Dwayne Wade? How about that time former Boston mayor, Tom Menino, broke down the Patriot depth chart at wide receiver before a playoff game in 2012? Remember that?
The last game we had, what Brady did. I mean, Brady has those wide receivers out there, the Grabowski, Wes Welker. I mean, he has them all.
I'm trying to recall, like, I can't remember, look, I'm going to be honest, I can't remember everybody's three deep. Now, I knew that Brady had Gronkowski and Welker to throw to. I don't recall him pitching the rock around the yard to
Grabowski.
And Wes Welker.
Wes Welker.
Gronkowski and Welker, sure. Grabowski and Welker?
Wes Welker.
How about that time Ted Cruz was campaigning in Indiana and he had a staffer measure the height of the basketball hoop at Hickory Court?
You know, the amazing thing is that basketball ring here in Indiana, it's the same height as it is in New York City and every other place in this country.
That basketball ring is the same height. The ring. Close enough, I guess. Rim, ring,
basketball
tomato,
ring.
Tomato.
Basketball ring.
Welker, Welker.
Wes Welker.
Gronkowski, Grabowski, rim, ring. Isaiah Thompson. It's all the same.
Sosa, Thompson.
Susser, Mark, Mike.
Mike McGuire.
I mean, I could do this all day long.
And
the
Sammy
point,
Susser.
The point is this. Lori Lightfoot knows way too much about sports to pretend for a second that watching the Bears is worth her time on Thanksgiving Day, even though she's the mayor of that town. Whether you agree with her policies or not, nobody can disagree with her sports takes. They're fire. You got that Mitchell. You got that Nagy. You got that Eddie P.
Find an offense, and Eddie Pinheiro, find your leg again.
That is some fire, Mrs. Mayor. Find an offense. Find your leg again. And she got their names right. Wade Jones.
And Sammy Susser.
LaRon Johnson and Wade Jones. There you go. Normally it's a bad mix. Another reason why I do not mix politics and sports. You have your telephone number. When we come back, maybe a little change of pace for you. Guess the sound. So, fellas, how many of you are guilty of using your wife or your girlfriend shampoo in the shower? Quite a few of you, I would imagine. Not you, Ike. Have you considered the importance of using a product designed for your hair? Yes, men's hair. After all, your hair is different. Dove Men Plus Care has created a hair care range designed to fortify men's hair and give it the care that it needs to stay strong and healthy. Do your family and your hair a favor. Get your own product. Dove Men Plus Care for stronger, more resilient hair. It is available at Walmart. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Get your own product. Use it. Dove Men Plus Care, available at Walmart.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
When your stomach pays you back for indulging this holiday with nausea, heartburn, indigestion, or an upset stomach, you want to get quick relief with Pepto-Bismol Liquid Caps. Strong as Pepto Liquid, but small enough to take on the go. Use as directed. Be sure to keep out of children's reach. I'm going to play a game of Guess That Sound momentarily. Also, you want to upgrade to wiper blades trusted by Rainer Zeitlo to break world records. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real world proven for extreme weather performance that lasts two times longer than other blades. The new Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are available only at Walmart. All right, so it is Friday. It's Friday. Yesterday was Thursday. Tomorrow is Saturday. The day after tomorrow is Sunday.
Today is Friday.
Today is Friday. It's Friday. But it is the Friday before the weekend, before the three-day work week for most of America. How's that math grab you? So including today, six of the next 10 days on the calendar are either weekend days or bank holidays. So it's that rare time when most of us will have more days off than days on over a 10-day period. Not bad. So before we end the week, before we end the day, let's have a little fun. Let's bring back yet another rousing rendition of Guess That Sound. Do you not have a sounder for that? A sounder for Guess That Sound, Alvy. If you're new around here, Guess That Sound is exactly what it sounds like. Guess That Sound. Every so often, a piece of really good yet really ambiguous audio will cross my desk. And instead of just telling you what it is and where it's from, I play it and let you see if you can come up with the correct answer yourself. So if you're on Twitter, get ready to hit me up. Tweet them to me using the handle at Jim Rome. If you're one of the four people who do not use Twitter, fire up a blank draft. Shoot your shot on email, rome@haveatake.com. If neither of those things work for you because you're driving, Just dial me up at 1-800-636-8686. All right, are you ready? We have not done this since the middle of summer. Here is today's piece of audio for Guess That Sound. Alvin, hit it.
Oh, my God.
Alvin, again.
Oh, my God.
Alvin, hit it again.
Oh, my God.
Hit it again.
One more time.
Oh, my God.
You hear the sound, and then you hear the guy go with the F-bomb. Again.
Oh, my God.
All right, so I'm looking for you to hit me up on Twitter, at Jim Rome. I'm looking for you to hit me up on email, rome@habitate.com. I'm looking for you to hit me up on the phones, 1-800-636-8686. Tell me what you think this sound is.
Oh, my God.
What is your guess? What is that sound? Alvin, again.
Oh, my God.
Again.
Oh, my God.
Again.
Oh, my God.
And as a bonus, what is this sound? Wah! Wah! That's the sound that I make when Hawk walks in. All right, really quickly, some reaction. Alvin, that sound, one more time.
Oh, my God.
Dear Rome, his name was not Mike McGuire. It was Michael McGuire.
Mike McGuire.
Signed Bags, who insist on being called Michael instead of Mike. Everybody's got one in the group, right? Yo, Mike, what's up, Michael? Sorry, my bad, Michael. Dear Rome, it's so embarrassing when somebody does not know the name of somebody that they're about to introduce. Sincerely, John Travolta.
There will always be a special place in my heart for the movie musical and for the songs that create their most memorable moments. Here to perform the Oscar-nominated, gorgeously empowering song, Let It Go, from the Oscar-winning animated movie Frozen, please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
So close. Hey, Jim, people in municipal politics should keep their opinions about sports teams to themselves and get back to filling potholes, like I do. Signed, Bobby Dasmati. The wickedly talented Herbert Dasmati.
The wickedly talented one and only
Herbert Dasmati. What up, Herb? Alvin, before I go to break, guess the sound.
Oh, my God.
I need some guesses before I reveal. Guess the sound.
Oh, my God.
All right, we'll take a short time out. When we come back, a few guesses, then a reveal. Alvin's week that was. The ATP. We got to jam all this in next. As we go to break, guess this sound.
Oh, my God.
All night.
ATP brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. So your reaction to Guess That Sound coming up momentarily, quickly, and Alvy's week that was. But the ATP, ask the pros. Here it is. Jumpman, quick ATP. A lot of NYC talk. Break it down for us. What is your culinary situation? Do you hit the steakhouses, Italian joints, fancy sushi place? What's your go-to? Jim in Chicago, War Hawk being jealous of my sales call today to the medicinal gummy bear dispensary. All right, so Jim, I'm not sure I understand the question. Are you talking about what is my go-to generally or my go-to in New York? Because maybe you haven't heard this. I've hit this a number of times. I don't have a... Okay, no, that's not true. I do have a go-to in New York. My go-to in New York is like 19 or whatever it is I have to dial to get room service. My go-to in New York City is room service. My go-to in New York City is the same hotel they put me in, which is an awesome hotel. I love it. But when I go for the NFL on CBS, I do not leave the hotel room because I'm not in town even 24 hours. Now, that weekend for the Hall of Fame, that was the longest stretch I've had in New York City in years. So remember, I flew in after the show, which was Thursday. And then Friday was the event itself. Dinner was at the event. We had a post party at a bar. No food, all liquor. So I really only had one meal that was out. And that was Saturday night. And we hit a steakhouse, STK, which is a steakhouse in a number of towns. I've hit the STK. I want to say, is there one in the Cosmopolitan Hotel in Vegas? I think I've hit that one. But we hit the one in New York City, and that was a blast. We had a lot of fun. In fact, my younger son, Logan, who's been to a lot of different restaurants in a lot of different cities and in more than one country, Logan likes it out. He said, "Dad, this is my favorite restaurant ever." I said, "Ever? Why ever?" He's like, "I don't know, man. I like the vibe. I like the music. Got a good steak. I tried to get a shot." So we went STK. If you're asking me generally, do I hit steakhouses, Italian joints, or a fancy sushi place? My answer is yes. All the above. I like all the above. I live in a great place, but not a good restaurant town where I live. So we get none of the above, except when I go to Javier's and Mastro's. And also Morton's. But not often. Not often. I'm looking for your guess on Guess That Sound. Before I give you the week that was, Alvin, give me that sound one more time.
Oh, my God.
Guess this sound.
Oh, my God.
Quickly, Alvin. How was the week? Roll it. Crackin'. I am Jim Rome. How was your weekend? Hope your week's off to a good start. Nice to have you here on this Monday. Welcome to the jungle. All right. What do you want to hit on? I mean, we could talk PI. We could talk Dak. We could talk comebacks. But, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Quentin Nelson.
Quentin Nelson at fullback. Nelson trying to get in.
But I'm being told this was a keg stand.
I almost cried.
How the hell do you rip that from him?
I was short of behind the game.
Better yet, I don't want to make it about me, but I worked my entire life for that moment.
I don't know how they picked him up.
Charles Robinson.
It doesn't matter. The celebration overshadowed a fat man TD any day of the week.
Scramble for it. Ball comes out of there. It's a rugby event.
The cards remain the best cover in the NFL.
A 10-point difference.
Oh, my God. It happened. Miami in Minneapolis. Miracle has moved the hell over. Make some room for the miracle push.
Thank you, Walt Anderson.
I got to find out. I didn't find out the details.
Quarterbacking the Bears is weak. 190 yards on 46 pass attempts.
Bench
the Trubisky. Yeah, Rome, we did.
Are you watching?
Okay, well, then just say it. We are joined by Eli Drinkwitz. Eli, nice to have you back. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the jungle on a beautiful Monday.
Touchdown!
And then finally, they needed their defense to make a stand. Vikings radio. Sounding good, Pauly.
He was trying to dribble out the clock. And Pappas throws down a dunk. And then gets up and in Arura's face.
If you're going to say to me that a coach will never stop coaching until the game ends, then don't get all bent out of shape when a player continues to play until the game ends.
He needs to get back to New Jersey with that type of attitude.
Should have hung on the rim.
Please let us win so Jeff can come down.
Actually, ma'am, I'm on to you, too. If you wanted that guy back, you'd say, get your ass down here. You wouldn't be asking the Lord for help. I got a feeling you both like this arrangement.
At the goal line, it's intercepted.
That was the most predictable thing ever. There was no way that was not going to happen. Charger fan, is your season over?
Obviously, need to cut him out.
Matthew Judon, body built by Taco Bell.
Matthew Judon, my guest, what is your go-to order?
As a Taco Bell lover, you never have a go-to order.
Right.
Because you always got to switch it up. But one of the best things they ever had was them fries and that cheese sauce. They're delicious.
Dabo Swinney joins me for another moment or so.
People ask me, what's the hardest part about us
trying to repeat as a national champion? And my answer is easy. Well, it means we got to go 30-0 because that's what it's going to take. You can't win 30 until you win 27.
Are you third graders ready for your dream clip? Here is the clip.
To ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat and elect.
Now he's got two guys.
Yeah, because I was going to really talk about that other clip.
Sure, I wasn't.
Grossy O'Donnell. Marcus Williams, my guest.
By knowledge, by my actions performing, then I'm going to do that. So I never want to be the guy who said I could have, would have, should have did this, because I want to make sure that I do it.
Hey, well, look, you're more than welcome to come along and see what we do. And I can tell you some great stories off microphone, which will really make you laugh.
Really, Robert Plant? Because I'm Jim Rome. And I've got a Wednesday Sports Talk radio show to prep for. So no, I will not be coming to your show. They've got juice. There's juice. There's energy. There's buzz. There's star power.
Silver champion.
Bryant McFadden, what did some of you and your teammates get up to that night?
Hey, Jim, you trying to stir the pot up, huh? No question, Jim.
John got to meet Jim's family back in New York.
That sucked. Imagine if any of us try and roll up on his Swiss miss.
Put that
Swiss miss without the marshmallows down. Coco is for closers only. Call yourself a podcast booker, you son of a bitch.
Dropped her pants and accidentally took off down the slope.
Good one, Lair. Come on, that didn't happen. Mike Gundy joining us.
I was legit in Donkey Kong.
I have to know what else is in that room. Space Invaders, some Defender, maybe
Defender,
Asteroids.
No doubt.
Defender was the best.
I can run that Defender machine now.
Was not the best Defender?
I'm all over Frogger, all over Centipede.
I was like, dude, I'm trying to make the world a better place. I'm here for you. Civic duty, boss. I'm sorry, Van Smack. I've never seen a guy who wanted to serve and perform his civic duty more than Alvin DeLauro. Except for Daz Mahdi, who actually left a dream job to do it.
Battle's not going to be won on the trenches. It's not going to be won on the offense. It's going to be won in the bathroom to see which owner can sniff the most cocaine off a stripper's butt, dude.
Yeah, not the call that I was looking for, no.
John Tesh hates the Radio Hall of Fame.
No one has done more with less than Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, if John Tesh had decided to go postal, I had an evacuation plan for you, the fam, and everybody else.
Thank you, Jim.
Aaron Rodgers. Aaron, it's good to have you back in the jungle. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim, because bigger than any of that that you just mentioned is that I'm back on the Jim Rome Show in the jungle, getting that good jungle karma.
Karma.
Oh, my.
All these songs sound the same.
Oh, my God.
And if you ever want to learn the game of Blu-ray, just let me know.
Bench the salt. Alvin.
Spit came out of my mouth.
Thank you for that.
Just a regular old guy with a low credit score.
Sloppy seconds.
Sammy Susser.
I just want to congratulate you on being inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. Couldn't happen to a better guy. I've always appreciated our interviews over the years.
Good night now.
That's Aaron Rodgers earlier today. One more thought. You call yourself a podcast booker, you son of a bitch. That's
you call yourself a salesman, you son of a bitch.
It's Rit! He's this close to a Wednesday guest. All right, really quickly, the Guess the Sound reveal. Before I reveal it, let's hear the sound one more time.
Oh, my God.
Before I reveal it, let's have some responses. Quickly, on Twitter, Jeremy Lanza. That's the manager at the Golden Corral when Ruffles Crumbs comes through the door.
Oh, my God.
That's not what that is. Matt in Buffalo tweets, is that Beaks when the gravy boat is empty at Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh, my God.
That is not. Jamie in Green Bay guesses on Twitter. That's easy. It's Rit dropping his hot chocolate mug.
Oh, my God.
No, it is not. D-Rod2203 tweets, is that flight deck walking into the studio and destroying the camera with his enormous head?
Oh, my God.
That is not. Are there any other guesses? No, so we've been trying to figure out exactly what this is. Quickly, this is the sound.
Oh, my God.
Great piece of sound, right? So what is it, and where did it come from?
Oh, my God.
What that is the sound of a Tesla designer throwing a rock into the window of a brand new Tesla concept truck at a Tesla reveal show yesterday.
Oh, my God.
The voice you hear is the CEO of the company, Elon Musk. blurting out on a live microphone in front of a room with hundreds of people. Oh, my bleeping God.
Oh, my God.
You might wonder why I freaked out like that. It's because Tesla unveiled a brand new concept truck called the Cybertruck. And like everything Elon Musk does, it was extremely over the top. The truck looks like a DeLorean from the year 3030. It was branded as being indestructible. The windows were said to be unbreakable. Elon Musk himself said that the truck is bulletproof against a 9mm handgun. So, Elon brings out the designer of the rig and asks him to throw a baseball-sized rock at the driver's side window, expecting the rock to bounce right off and the window to remain perfectly intact. Of course, the window shatters.
Oh my God.
He's on stage. Look at our indestructible little truck. Look what happens when we bounce a rock off the window. It shatters.
Oh my God.
This is why Elon dropped that oh my bleeping God on the mic. Here's the best part.
Oh my God.
The stunt fails in spectacular fashion. So the designer comes up with a brilliant idea. Hey, why don't we try it again, E? Should we try the back window? Elon thinks, yeah, why the hell? Why not? It's got to go differently, right? Spoiler alert, it does not. Here's the full clip from the beginning featuring two rocks breaking two allegedly bulletproof windows.
Oh my God.
Well, maybe that was a little too hard.
Yeah. Should we try them?
Sure.
Oh man,
it didn't go through. All right. Not bad.
Not bad.
For improvement.
Elon Musk, I mean, one of the most amazing fail jobs ever. This guy standing in front of the most bizarre looking truck ever, both windows shattered, glass at his feet, and a digital backdrop behind the CEO and the truck, which reads in big bold letters, Tesla Armor Glass. Maybe it was bulletproof for a Nerf gun or an airsoft gun or a Red Ryder BB gun or a paintball gun or a cotton ball. I also love that after his designer shattered two allegedly bulletproof windows with a rock, Elon assures the crowd, not bad, room for improvement.
Not bad.
Hey, Elon, here's an idea. Maybe you do that rock test on the windows before you roll out the alleged bulletproof truck and bust it up with a couple of soft tosses.
Oh my God.
Next time, maybe you try that before you roll it out there. I mean, my man, exactly what the hell was in that weed you smoked with Joe Rogan?
Toasty!
Epic fail! Now we're done. Huge call today is brought to you by GNC. You want to be sure you're taking the right vitamins, so get personalized daily vitamin packs delivered each month with GNC for you. Get started at GNCforYou.com. GNC, the number 4, the letter U.com. GNC, live well. My thanks to Aaron Rodgers, Nate McMillan, Chris Mack, the XR4TI. I will be on the NFL on CBS on Sunday. See you then. We're out.